Guys, this is junior punter Chris Tagel. Chris was the WAC special teams player of the week, the first week of the season, and ranks in the top 10 in the country in punting right now. And I'll go ahead and open up the questions for Chris.
You got first-hand experience against very good special teams there, especially the returners against Cal. Talk about the problems they pose for you guys, both on kick return and punt return.
Well, kick return, I know they scorch is pretty bad, but punting, we worked all week keeping away from Deshaun, you know, tremendous athlete, great speed. So, you know, that was in my mind the whole time. We had a good wind, 15, 20 mile an hour. So I just put it up there, and the wind kind of moved it a lot, so he didn't want to come up and grab it. So that actually helped in. I think he had 3 returns for -6 yards, and the one he did try to catch, he fumbled. So I think it affected him more than it affected me. So I thought the wind helped us out as being an extra man out on the field. So, but he had great speed, but keeping away from him was a big deal, and I think we did our job because I don't think he got on Sports Center. So.
You're like going to get bored the next 2 weeks waiting for a game?
Well, no. Coach Dooley puts a big emphasis in kicking. He wants me to get better every week. You know, my game against Hawaii, I don't think I did pretty good. I could have done a lot of things to get better. I floated off a couple or two, but going against Deshaun was a different outlook, you know, keeping away from him so I could, quote-unquote, afford a bad kick that wouldn't get to him. But I got to focus in and really get my leg going this next week because I feel personally that I didn't perform well against Hawaii as I could have done. And I guess Deshaun Jackson at Cal, I had a little help from the wind, keeping away from him. He didn't want to catch. So other than that, I have a lot of work to do. Go watch some film, see what I miss, and just keep hitting good punts during practice.
How much does Coach Dooley and this staff help your game?
Coach Dooley has helped my game a lot. Just putting my overall talent, I feel, has always been there, but my focus and mentality on kicking, I don't think has been there as it needed it to be. Coach Dooley really zones in on me watching film and me getting better after I kick a bad kick. As I say, last year, when I would kick a bad kick, I would get frustrated and try to go kill the ball. This, he relates it to golfing. You know, you hit a bad golf shot in a golf game, are you going to let your whole game go away the whole day? No. You know, you got to figure out what you did and with that bad punt and correct it the next punt. And I think that's what he's taught me a lot to do, was correct that next punt. So if I do hit a bad punt, 25 yards the next punt, I can hit a 50-yarder, get us to the right hang time and stuff like that. So I feel Coach Dooley has helped me a lot. And just his emphasis on special teams, watching film with me, has been the most by any coach so far. And it's just been tremendous.
As a team, how important is it having an open week right now as a player after 3 weeks? Does that kind of help having, you know, got to play 3 games and now you can kind of go back as a team, fix some things and get help?
Oh, yeah, bye week is going to be tremendous, and I know he's going to really get on the special teams. We didn't have as good of a special teams week as we needed, and Coach Dooley loves special teams, and the special teams meeting today is going to be pretty rough. And we got these stickers on these boards here, and there's not too many on special teams. So I know he's probably going to dig deep into special teams this week. Fresno always has good returners back there. They're a physical team on special teams. Coach Pat Hill puts a lot in the special teams in the past, and we're going to have to get it right because Fresno's going to be a very tough team if we go in there not prepared on special teams, and we can't afford to lose that aspect of the game going into our next WAC opponent.
Not to mention that, you know, obviously we talk about it more next week, Fresno's not exactly your favorite opponent to play.
Oh, rivalry like that, we talk about that. As soon as we lost to Cal, we were disappointed. You know, we realized that we shot ourselves in the foot at Cal, a lot of things. That score did not indicate what the game should have been, but it was our fault. I mean, watching the game on sidelines, it made me sick to know that we shot ourselves in the foot and that score ended up like that. And as soon as the game ended, we were just, we're coming. Fresno, we're ready. You know, we don't want to go out to Fresno and have another poor performance like that on the West Coast, and we got to get that WAC win. We got to get that win. So this is going to be a big game, big rivalry. It's going to be physical. And I believe our team, we're going to get ready. So.
Any more questions for Chris?